News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
The EPA has called on the food and drink sector to deal with the causes of foul smells coming from their premises. Their latest report says that half of all complaints received by the Environmental Protection Agency relate to odour and noise. Pamela MacDonald is Programme Manager in the EPA's Office of Environmental Enforcement. Pamela, is this odours of waste and, is this cooking smells or is this waste smells?
Good morning. Well, in today's report from the EPA, we're looking at large-scale industrial and waste sites that require an environmental license from the EPA. And what we find is that compliance is good across all of these sectors in general. There's only about 1% of the sites made it onto our national priority sites list, and that's the list with the poorest compliance record. But what we find is that there's a small number of food and drink sites and waste sites that continue to have compliance challenges, especially in relation to odour and discharges to water. So we're calling on those sites to get ahead of those issues and invest in the infrastructure they need to address those problems.
And what are the kind, as in when you say the infrastructure they need, does that mean that they need to be better in their method of disposal or they need some kind of air scrubbers?
There's a mixture. It depends on the type of industry. So we find that for the food and drink sector, and here we're talking about large-scale milk processors, large-scale food manufacturers, slaughtering and rendering facilities. So sometimes it's about the material that they're processing or the foods that they're manufacturing on site. And in some cases, it's about the effluent that they're generating on the far side of that. And what's required really is covering of tanks, putting in place complex and costly abatement. So we've one site in particular that we reference in a report that spent over $3 million in the last few years in dealing with the odour issues and effluent issues that they had on site so that they're now no longer causing an impact on their neighbours. So any sites that are causing an odour impact from this sector or any of our sectors, we target those with our enforcement to make sure that they're dealing with those issues as quickly as possible.
What sort of resistance do you get from those that you mandate changes on?
We find that across the board, the sites want to comply. In the main, it takes just a nudge from the EPA. We maintain a very strong on-the-ground presence. We completed 1,600 inspections in the last year, in 2025. Most of those are unannounced. So we get that sense in real time what's happening on a site at any particular given stage. We find in the main they want to comply, and if something goes wrong, it just takes a nudge from ourselves to get them back on track. But there's just that small pocket, that very small number of sites that continue to have compliance issues. And it's because of the level of investment that's needed and maybe a change in compliance culture that's needed within those sites to get them back on track. But we persist with those sites to make sure that they're on the right side of their license.
How do you make the decision about who you inspect? Is it all licensed premises or is it based on neighbour complaints?
We have a system, it's a risk-based approach that we use. So if you're a higher risk site, if there's a known issue at your site, you're going to see us a lot more often. If you're in a good state of compliance and you're in a low risk area, you mightn't see us as often, but you will still receive periodic and unannounced visits. So we always have that very good sense from our own intel as to what's happening. But complaints also help to paint the picture, especially if something unexpected goes wrong on a site. It gives us that sense of what's happening there within the site so that we can action it quickly.
Pamela MacDonald, thank you very much. That's Pamela MacDonald, who's Programme Manager in the EPA's Office of Environmental Enforcement.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.